Now to NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning. So members of Congress are upset at the FBI. What are they planning to do about it?
Well, they claim that they plan to hold hearings and to investigate what the FBI is up to. It is interesting because it's not just liberal Democrats saying this. As Wade said, it's conservative Republicans like Larry Craig and most especially Charles Grassley, a Republican of Iowa, who has repeatedly criticized the FBI, particularly the FBI laboratories. But he says, you know, Congress has let the FBI out on a long leash, even though it has oversight authority over the Bureau. It's never really used it.
Why does Congress so rarely use its power?
Well, because the FBI has been a really popular organization. You know, there have been all those TV movies with the FBI in it. The whole idea of catching the crooks, you know, catching the bad guys is what the FBI does. So people like that. And there are the tours. As you well know, when people come to Washington, they take tours of the FBI building and see all the fingerprinting and all that. And that's all really neat stuff that kids love to see so that they get very involved with it from the time they're little kids. And in the olden days, there were always allegations of intimidation by the FBI of members of Congress. So they have really let it go. And members say that in the past few years, when Louis Freeh, the director who's now resigning, would come to Congress, even when they were angry, he would charm them so that they would drop all of their criticisms. And of course, it didn't hurt when there were conservative Republicans criticizing the Bureau that Louis Freeh was critical of Bill Clinton, the man that they had learned to hate. So it has really led a charmed life as a government agency. Now, we heard in Wade's piece that the public support is dropping. If that's really true and it's sustained, then you might see Congress taking some action and really paying some attention to what the FBI is up to.
Well, Congress has a lot to do this week. Is the tax bill shaping up?
It does. It's got a lot on its plate. And at the very end of last week, Senate Democrats and Republicans, or some Democrats and Republicans, came together over a tax bill. Again, Senator Charles Grassley is chairman of the Finance Committee, and he and Democrat Max Baucus, who is the highest-ranking Democrat on that committee, came to an agreement on a tax bill. But that's got a lot of other Democrats very angry. Baucus is from Montana, a state that George Bush carried overwhelmingly, and he is much more eager to deal with the Republicans than a lot of other Democrats who just think that it's silly to get behind any tax bill. They'd prefer to criticize it and say that Bush is helping the rich and keep that whole argument going so that they can take it into the next election. The thing they like in this deal, though, is a refundable child credit so that people who do not pay taxes get money back for children so that it's a form of welfare.
Well, the president's got a new argument for the tax cut, high gasoline prices.
Yeah, this is really interesting, Bob. The president has, over the course from the beginning of the campaign on, had various rationales for this tax cut. He brought it up early in his campaign as the centerpiece of his run for president. Other Republicans say that was because he was warding off Steve Forbes, who always had his big flat tax plan. But then, as you remember, as soon as the election was over, he said, well, we need the tax cut because the economy is weakening and you need to strengthen the economy. Now, last Friday, he had a press conference where he said over and over again, when asked about high gasoline prices, that the best solution to high gas prices was a tax cut, getting money into the consumer's pocket. Again, this is playing right into Democrats' hands. They say, see, he just wants to pay off his friends in the big oil companies. And the California governor, who's got his own problems with energy, is saying the same thing. It's the president's fault and those Texas oil companies. You're going to hear a lot of that in the next few weeks.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.